All right, we're going to get started here with head coach Brian Bohannon in the middle, Chandler Burks on the left, and Keeping Rawls on the right. Coach, if you would, begin with an opening statement, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Yeah, when you get into playoffs, everybody's good. You know, and you come in and play an awfully good Samford football team that we know is a really good football team. A lot of respect for them and what they do. And for our kids to come out and find a way to win, you know, our first time being in the playoffs, you know, and it was a team win. You know, there was times one side, and then the defense had to find a way in the second half because we couldn't get first downs. But at the end of the day, when you get into playoffs, you survive in advance. That's really it. There's not style points. All you're doing is finding a way and advance it to the next round. Awfully proud of our football team. That's a great win for us. Things didn't go the way we wanted them to the first go-round. I think that was a little motivation for our football team. But a great team win. And I have to also say that the crowd was awesome today. Their enthusiasm, their energy, I'm going to tell you, it was impactful in the game today now. And the last 2 weeks, I'll be honest with you, the crowd at Fifth Third Bank Stadium has been phenomenal. And appreciative of everybody that was at the game and the energy they brought. It makes a huge difference to our football program. And awfully proud of that, and proud of this win, proud of these guys up here. That's a big step for us, you know, and we keep taking steps. And it's a special group of kids that continue to do special things. And we'll reload. Get ready and have your opportunity to go down the road and play a team that's got an awfully proud tradition. At this point in time, I'll open the floor for questions.
Well, Coach, you guys have outscored opponents now 183 points to 47 just in the second quarter. What is it about that quarter that just seems to get you guys going like that fire?
Yeah, I don't know if there's something to it or not. I mean, we had some things going we could do, and Chandler did a great job pulling the ball and getting the ball pitched to Shaq, and Shaq had an unbelievable run, and it got knocked out down there on the 1 yard line. You know, we had some things going, and we were able to do some stuff, and then it kind of, you know, they're two defensive ends. They're maybe as good a two defensive ends as you'll play in FCS football. They're special now, and they hunkered down a little bit in the second half, and things got a little challenging. And we weren't doing anything different than we were doing before. They were just playing a little better than we were. And it just so but I don't know if there's anything magic in the second quarter other than, you know, maybe the speed of the game and stuff we get going. We were able to get some stuff, but you know, I really like to be able to finish the thing off with some first downs in the second half. We had a really good drive, and you know, they changed the spot there, and we didn't get the fourth down. It'd been nice if we could have finished that thing off. I think we could have taken the game right there.
Yeah, it seems like in the second quarter, you guys kind of stopped focusing on the inside run a little bit, went to the sweeps around the outside, kind of to avoid those two edge rushers that they have. Was that something that you guys wanted to change as a collective unit?
Yeah, well, the way they lined up, they tell you to go outside, but you have to do enough inside or those ends become quarterback and pitch players, which he did tonight once or twice, where he takes both, and they're that good. So we were trying to do enough. Obviously, we want to get the ball outside. We'd like to be able to do that. And some of the stuff is the same play. It's just the read. Does that make sense? So the one we got pitched was the same play we ran late in the game, but it was a give instead of a pull, and that's just the way the thing kind of unfolded at times.
Chandler, talk about getting 15 involved today, two touchdown grabs. Talk about the feeling of that.
Yeah, most definitely. Whenever you get 15, big boy, whenever you get his hands on the ball, you know, usually big plays happen. And, you know, at times, I don't even make a great ball. I mean, I've always told people, just put in his vicinity. I mean, he has unbelievable hands, and he always goes out there and makes plays. And he did a real great job for us. And whenever he's catching the ball, it's either in the end zone or he's a big play for us. So it was encouraging to see him grab the hand, get his hands on the ball today.
Kevin, talking about big plays, you obviously had the one that sealed things. Kind of walk me through that and what you're seeing other than green grass.
No, the quarterback, basically, as soon as he caught, he just threw it and he just broke on the ball. And there was a route. It was green grass. Nobody was there.
No particular read or just...
No, he just turned my way and threw the ball. And it kind of went through the receiver's hand and came right to me.
Uh, Coach, so you kind of briefly mentioned in your opening statement about going to Jacksonville State next week. What are your initial thoughts on that?
I really hadn't thought too much about it, to be honest with you. I mean, obviously, I think we do a lot more than people realize before the season ever starts. We kind of go through the whole playoffs, and we go through teams. We kind of try to get our mind wrapped around what could possibly happen. So each group, and I don't know who had, because Jacksonville State was one of them. Mm-hmm. So we had each position group come up and do a scouting report. We go through 11-game regular season and a 5-game playoff. That was all of camp. So we kind of get our mind wrapped around things that could possibly happen. So I think our kids understand the tradition and history of Jacksonville State football and what they've done. And, you know, they played for the thing a couple of years ago and all they've done. And so I don't think that's, you know, anything our kids don't understand. But, you know, it's the next game. It's the playoffs. We're going to regroup. We're going to go get a plan together. And we're going to fight our tails off to survive in advance one more week. And that's really the bottom line to it.
What was the message today in the locker room? This first playoff game and seeing where you were a couple of years ago to being here now, you have a chance to really do something for the community of Kennesaw and for pretty much all of the states. What does that mean just to win this game today?
Well, I think it's huge for our football team, our football program. It's huge for this university. I mean, what's going on out here at Fifth Third Bank Stadium? And the talk about Kennesaw State, I mean, you can't put a price tag on that right now. It's such a positive thing. And I give these kids all the credit. They're the ones that go out and do it. But I think it's positive for our community, for Cobb County, and everybody involved in this. You know, it's amazing to see even our fans, you know, like it's the first year or two, you see them develop and progress. I mean, they're engaged. You know, it hadn't always been that way, but they're engaged now. It's different than it's been. And I think that's because of where we are and the success we've had. I think it's awesome for everybody. My message to the team was really not about that. My message to the team was, you know, you only get so many second chances in life. And in the game of football, there's not very many times you get a second chance. And we were afforded an opportunity to get a second chance. And to do something that we didn't handle as well as we should have early in the year. And I think that was really important to our kids as well going into this game.
Coach, from a recruiting standpoint, to see this atmosphere, how do you think that helps when you're able to go out once before signing day and the kids, you can tell the kids, look, continue to make history here in Kennesaw State?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think the kids that – obviously, we're recruiting and are involved with. Everybody wants to be a part of a winner. You know, these guys came in not knowing really what was going to happen. They bought into a vision and a plan that wasn't there. But they bought into it. And we told these guys, they know that they're laying the foundation. And now these other recruits come in and go, man, I want to be a part of that. Right. Something special going on there. I want to be a part of it. And I think and obviously that helps recruiting, and the more you can win and the more good things that happen, it's human nature to want to be a part of it.
Updates on Xavier Harper or Anthony Gore?
They're both banged up. I think Gore was able to go back in. Xavier's banged up. I don't really know any more than that right now, John. You know, defensively, because we were unable to get some things going, they played more snaps tonight than they've probably played. Shoot, you could probably combine two games. I mean, there was like 90-something snaps, and they averaged about 55. So they were out there a lot more tonight. But we'll evaluate those guys and see where they are. Anthony was back up and going. I think he's okay. We had several guys get banged up during the game, so we'll see where we are. But I don't really know much more than that right now.
And defensively, you guys really made them one-dimensional today, making them throw more than they probably would have liked to. How big was that run defense? Just make sure you claw out the gaps and make them one-dimensional.
Well, they run just a little bit, but honestly, they want to throw the ball. I think going in the game, we were going to bend, but we weren't going to break. You know, we give them the underneath stuff, prevent big plays. The things they do well is when that quarterback gets outside the pocket, he's deadly. He finds people open all over the field. That's what they did in the first game. He did it some tonight as well. That's where he beats you. So really going in the game, we were more of a bend. We're going to bend a little bit, but try to keep everything in front of us and not let him get outside the pocket and people get behind us. And he did a little bit, but I thought we did a good job and found a way to make some things happen. Like I said, defensively, the second half was really on the defense to make things happen.
I want to ask each one of the players a question here. A lot of times when history is being made, the guys that kind of start the history, they don't get a chance to kind of see the culmination. So what does it mean to you two guys to start this program and before you leave here to be 10-1 and to actually get the FCS playoffs?
You know, I think it's part of the vision that we bought into from the very beginning, from the very first meeting. Everybody bought into, you know, Coach Bohannon and the coaching staff, what they had laid out for us, which was to come here and make history and win championships. And, you know, right now, as I think about, you know, the season, I ain't really taken time to think about it. I kind of will once this ride's over, but, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, our next opponent and the next challenge that we're going to be faced with. So, but, I mean, it's all a credit to coach staff. You know, Coach Bohannon tried to throw it on us, but it's all a credit to him and his coaching staff that he put together. And, you know, they laid out the vision. We bought into it, and we bought into the process, and it's paying dividends in the, right now.
Chandler, number 14-ranked team in the country. And the first game you saw them, you guys ran for, I want to say it's 295. And now today, I haven't seen the final stats, but you're up well over 300 at the end of three quarters. And how often were you checking out of place, get you guys the right one tonight? And what is it about your offensive line against this particular team that is allowing you guys to have this success?
You know, I actually didn't have to make many checks tonight. The way they run and the way their defense is ran, I mean, they're man-to-man. So you kind of know where they're going to be. There's sometimes they'll get misaligned, but you kind of have a feeling where they're going to be. So on my play tonight, it wasn't many checks. I did miss a few checks that I'll look at on Monday and correct and move on from. But, you know, for our offensive line, I mean, it's always a challenge every week that if they get us going on the inside, if they accept the challenge that they're faced with every week, we're going to see success on Saturdays. And they did a great job again tonight. You know, they have three huge interior D linemen down there that – you know, cause havoc, and they were able to fit up their blocks really well. And like Coach Bohannon alluded to earlier, their two DNs are the two best DNs probably in FCS football. And credit to that defense, credit to those players. Just fortunate enough tonight to come out on the winning end for sure.
I guess, Coach, going back to that second quarter question I asked earlier, and you guys have had a propensity this season to not only score a lot of points second quarter, but you're getting a lot of it in that final minute of the second quarter, and you did that again today. Is there something about like your two-minute offense that you're running, or just a more of an urgency, or what is it?
You know, it's I think there was a minute and what was it, a minute and 20, minute and 30 to go, and I said, you know, I want to see if we can get something going, but I don't want to leave them any time on the clock. You know, the worst thing you do is go out there and you start firing away and it's punt. And they had just gotten behind us and scored. And so I didn't want to do that. We got a little something going. And, you know, the neat thing about what we do here is we have a lot of confidence when we get in the gun and throw the football. And that's, you say, well, that's not who you are. But we have a lot of confidence that we practice it a ton against our defense. And we have a lot of confidence in that. And when you have a guy like 15 out there, and you have slots that can make plays. And truthfully, Jake McKenzie is a guy that, you know, when things break down, Chandler just they find it and find a way. And this started back and it's been going on for a while. I mean, we do a 1 minute drill and everybody's covering, we dump it down to Jake, and that's just stuff that kind of developed as you practice. And our kids have a lot of confidence in those situations. Today was one of those. I wanted to see if we could get something going. And then once we got it going, I'm like, man, we're going for points now. Once we got it going, because one thing we've done here, and we've always been this way, we've never been really passive about how we go about our business. We're always on the aggressive end. We're always, you know, we're always trying to challenge the other side. And as long as it's reasonable in my mind, we're going to go for it. That touchdown then a half, huge. Huge. You look at how this game played out, and we've been able to do that a bunch of times this year, but it was huge. And, you know, and then, like I said, when you got a guy like 15 that you feel comfortable going to at any point in time, I mean, it's hard for them to go double everybody else. We got enough guys. If they start doubling him, there's other guys that are going to be open, you know. So, but I think it's really our kids have a lot of confidence in those scenarios. And we found a way to check it down and get a first down. And we're really not in a two-minute offense. Okay. I mean, we are, but we aren't. We're in a controlled, because everything we do is no huddle anyways. So our kids understand we're getting that, all right, let's go. And we can communicate things, and they know that we're going to speed up what we're doing. But that's stuff that, you know, we've built out from day one. It's kind of who we are, and, you know, our kids have confidence in it. It's like anything. If you have confidence in something, it gives you a chance.
Is that why you are who you are as a program in such short order? You seem balanced. You seem, like you said, confidence. You say they bought into your program. And a lot of programs in FCS, they're still maybe 10 years in, haven't achieved what you have. What's the surprise? What's really gotten you to this point?
You know, when we started this thing was built on effort, attitude, and toughness. And I'm going to be honest with you, we put our kids through some tough stuff. I'm talking tough now. And they're probably nodding. I guarantee you they're nodding right now next to me. I ain't got to look at them. I'm talking about, it's hard for me to articulate. But everything was done with a purpose and a reason. When I always brag on our kids about buying into it, because I'm going to tell you, it would have been easy to walk out the door. But everything was done to develop some of the things that now they're getting the return on their investment. And they didn't know at the time. And that's hard now. That's not easy to do. But that effort, attitude, and toughness, and that no circumstance, because of some of the stuff we did, no circumstance is going to affect the moment. If that makes sense. We're not going to let whatever's going on affect what we're doing. And I think that's really how this thing was built. I mean, there's some tough stuff now. And our kids are tough. They don't flinch. We play hard. And that's something that this program's built on, effort, attitude, and toughness. Eat. It's on the front of every helmet. And I think our kids really take pride in it. And really, when you look at the foundation of this program, I think that's really what you got to go look at. It's not necessarily always scheme and all that. It's that stuff. And then you have a little success, which you got to have, because if we didn't, they'd probably be looking at me like I was crazy. They do that anyways, but in another way. But you have a little success, and then all of a sudden the buy-in, and they're like, oh man, this is working. This is good. We're winning. And then it just trickles down, and there you go back to laying the foundation for a football program. And really, that's, in a nutshell, the best way I can articulate, because I could sit here for hours on end and talk to you about everything that's going on to get this thing going, but that's the bottom line.
Anything else?
You smiled quite a bit as he was talking, so I just want to ask you, I mean, your expectations from when you started here to where you are, you surprised, or
No, the expectations haven't changed. When we came in, the first meeting we talked about winning championships, and we're starting to get there, but we're still not where we want to be at yet.
Was he really that hard?
Trust me, he can get bad out there.
I'm a nice guy.
It's paying off though.
Is that something as a leader on the team? You know, because you guys involved that you share with the underclassmen that, you know, coach is tough, but hey. Look where we're going.
Yeah, we let them know that nothing's here going to be easy, man. Like, they make you work for everything, but the results, it kind of just lays the foundation and lets the younger kids know that, okay, if I buy into this, maybe when I get older, we can be doing the same things, if not doing better things than what we're doing.
From a secondary perspective, are you guys giving Taylor Hinkle a hard time about not getting these interceptions?
Sometimes we do, but yeah, he's a playmaker, man. We love that kid.
Any other questions?
Coach, one last one. How does it make you feel to see this team, not to buy it, but kind of play the way that I think you tried to make them understand, making a huge touchdown drive at the end of the first half when things looked like they were getting a little shaky, and then again, the big pick six to kind of put the game, I don't say almost out of reach. What does it make you feel to see your guys respond to adversity and make these type of plays?
Well, I mean, and I tell them all the time that how proud I am of them, because I think it does go back to all the stuff we just talked about. And to see them put all that work in, and all I want for them to do is get their return on the investment. I'm good. I want them to get their return on the investment. I want them to have success. You know, and for them, for me, for our staff to see these guys having success and having fun. Man, this game's supposed to be fun. It's hard work, sure, but it's supposed to be fun. And I think the thing for me now, and I think Chandler kind of alluded to this, is like, you know, I think when this ride's over, I think we'll all have a chance to sit down and really reflect. Right now, we're on the ride. You know what I mean? And it's like you win it, and you get ready for the next one. You enjoy it for a little bit, and you get ready for the next one because, I mean, this is really a special ride we're on right now. It really is. And I know it, and I'm going to reflect on it at some point, but it's special. Let's keep going. And when it's all said and done, whatever that is, we'll sit down and reflect a little more about what all's going on here and what we're going to continue to do here as a football program. But it's a special group of kids, man. It's just, I don't know how else to say it. They're a special group of kids. They play their tails off. They play for one another. I think that's one thing we've done here, too, is it's not about me. It's about we. And I think you can see that when we play. And appreciate you guys being here, man. I always appreciate y'all following us and writing about us because I know y'all always going to write positive stuff. I appreciate that. But I know on behalf of our football program, we always appreciate you guys being here and promoting what's going on at Kennesaw State football.
Thank you, guys.
Y'all.
Thank you.